Okay, we are officially back, and I hope that means that most of you are back with us. We will now take 5 minutes for a gentleness break. And Aaron, or whoever, I need to know who to unmute for that. Raise your hand. Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm going to be doing the first gentleness break, and on which I'm going to introduce myself, what I do in ACA, and how doing service in ACA affected my recovery, and also do some meditation. So I'm Dalia, I'm from Israel. I'm the delegate. Hello, everybody. It's just amazing to see you all. Thank you. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. And thank you for everybody that has been working hard and doing this. So I'm from Israel. I'm the delegate of the first Hebrew meeting ever of ACA in Israel. There were some in English. And I was blessed also in translating the ACA literature for my group and then eventually to other groups. We have now 9 official meetings and then more unofficial, working the steps or laundry list or other things by themselves. So that was my first thing. And that was just an amazing blessing from both from the point of translating to my inner child and then sharing it with other wounded inner children, making it available to them, hearing them read it and then share about it. I cannot even say what it's all my recovery almost. I would say 90% is from that being on that start. That's just an amazing about my 2 minutes, I think. So that's one thing that I'm doing. I'm also on the vice chair on the global subcommittee of the member service committee, and we are supporting members around the world outside North America and Europe. And that's also, if to bring it to my community was a blessing, then to share it with others, to bring the message to local communities, both in other cultures and in other languages, that's just really getting out of isolation. It's becoming part of something bigger and just brings so much purpose and meaning and joy. To me, it's a wonderful blessing. And I'm also a liaison about translations and the webmaster of the Hebrew website. So I just mixed it together. Service for me from day one was just a major part. I'm also translating the daily meditations, and that I'm doing every day, first thing in the morning. I read the daily meditation and then translate it to, we now have about 190 people listed to receive it on the WhatsApp group, and then people also get in touch with me and tell me what it's doing to them. And I'm also adding a little bit of the text from the BRB where the quote is from, and then publishing also all the meetings we have and also meetings from other countries in English that are in our time zone. So kind of an information channel for both the literature and then resources also for, I'm finishing up. Thank you. So I'm going to end with a little meditation. If you would like to join me in taking a deep breath and closing our eyes. And just thinking about all the adult children around the world, either that are still children or that are already adult, and either know or don't know yet about ACA and are suffering, to imagine that we are now planting the seed of hope, hope of knowing, having a deeper knowledge, a very deep knowledge that there is another way to live, and imagine that we are shining the light on their path to ACA and to finding recovery and spreading it on and healing all the wounds from dysfunction in the world. Thank you. Thank you all so much, and I look forward to continuing sharing the message with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Okay. All right. Now we will take time for questions to committee chairs and board members, whatever questions you may have. What we're going to do is, I'm going to ask you, first of all, to raise your hand. I will call in the person being asking the question. Greg is going to help me out by calling, unmuting the person who needs to answer the question, and we'll go from there. So our first question is from Julianne from IN Indiana, that is 0097. And just as a point of information, I will always read your group number with your name so that it's in the record. Okay, so Julianne.
Thank you. My name is Julianne and I'm a recovering adult child. I have a question for the literature committee.
Okay.
Does ACA have any plans to create their own 12 and 12 and 12, similar to Al-Anon's book, Paths to Recovery? And if not, would that need to go through a proposal before it could be considered? Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne. I'm Charlie, the literature chair. We actually have talked about something virtually identical to that on our quarterly literature public calls. Those are on the first Saturday of January, April, July, and October. Putting a proposal in is one way to get something rolling, but that's a once a year, you might or might not get on the ballot. You can actually get a proposal going anytime by sending an email to literature@acawso.org. You can come on our quarterly call, suggest things then. So you don't have to wait a full year. And I would encourage you to reach out to me offline so I can talk to you a little more. But we were thinking of it as a 12 and 12, but there's been more interest since then in the concept. So a 12 and 12 and 12 is absolutely something we've already talked about. It's still in the talking stages. So I'd be happy to hear more about your thinking.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay. By the way, I wanted to point out that I am not monitoring chat. I have responded to a couple of people, but as time goes on, it's more than I can manage. So please do not contact me personally by chat. Okay, the next question is from Kelly from telephone meeting 0341. Go ahead, Kelly.
Thank you. I have three questions. The first one is probably a little more detailed. So can I ask them one at a time? The second two are probably very short answers.
Yes, we can go for that.
Okay. The first one is to the treasurer, Bill. And this is back to the bucket slide about the money taken from the publishing / literature income and carried over, transferred over to the committee needs. And this is for the sake of me bringing this information back to my group, as we are a telephone group in our meetings. When we get to the seventh tradition announcement, you know, we explain that we do not have dues and fees associated with the telephone meeting, but WSO does have expenses. So we probably, as a telephone committee, don't get quite as many contributions, but help me understand where that money goes. And you said to committees, is that to like travel expenses for board members to go to various places? I heard David talk about going to New York, and I know some board members went to California to look at the sites you were possibly going to rent. So where, when you say to committee expenses, is that personal expenses for board members?
Thank you, Kelly, for the question. Short answer is there is travel money in there, but it's not the bulk of the expenses for the fellowship services. The bulk of the ship of the expenses for the fellowship services is in wages and salaries for the workers, special workers that do public information, membership information, and design editing for the literature committee, expenses in creating translations, expenses in paying a portion of the rent for the office space, and all the utilities is split between the fellowship services and the warehouse proportionately. So the expenses do entail travel, but that's not the significant portion. Also, the cost to put on a ABC, AWC, it's not self-supporting yet. You know, we don't get enough people to these events. We only charge $35. So it's a broad spectrum of expenses. But to answer your question, yes, there is board travel in there.
Okay, and the second question is also to you, Bill. You're from the DOCO. Are the paid employees members of ACA?
Special workers in our office, some of them are. I don't believe that all of them are. The remote workers, I believe, are. I know one of them is for a fact. I don't know about the literature special worker. You could direct those questions to the office or literature committee.
Okay, thank you. And then my last question is to the nominating committee. I think that's Miles. In regards to board member terms, if I'm not mistaken, they're 2-year terms and they get up to 3 of those. Are they renominated with each term, or is it just a carryover if they change?
No, this is Greg. Thank you for the question. The board members can elect to stay on for those extra terms, and then they're ratified at the annual convention, at the annual conference.
So the board members, each one will be ratified?
Tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do that tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kelly. The next person asking a question is Josh from Intergroup 626.
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have two questions. They're both pretty quick. So the first one is, I guess, for Bill, I think mostly on the DCOC thing. I saw the slides, the breakdown of, you know, sales and income and all that kind of stuff. I was confused when we were looking at the slides that was showing for the different pieces of literature coming in, whether that was units or dollars.
Thank you for the question. That was units.
Okay. In the future, would it be possible to get dollars as well?
For each book in specific?
Well, like if you're like, this is how much was for the red book hardcover, this is how much was softcover, here much the
yellow. Yes, I understand. That is something that we are working with the accountants on.
Okay.
Our chart of accounts only had them in textbooks, which is the big red book, the laundry list book were all lumped together, and then the workbook was done separately in our old chart of accounts, but we're upgrading that to have detail for each specific book.
Okay, cool. Thanks. The second one is, I guess, for a diversity committee. So I guess for Miles, do we, and maybe you already said this and I missed it, How's the diversity of the diversity committee?
That's Jim. Jim B.
Yeah, can you repeat the question? I don't understand the question.
Yeah. So the diversity committee, I'm asking, how's the diversity of the people on the diversity committee?
Well, it all depends upon who shows up on the first Friday of the month. We have a Slack channel, and I haven't, taken a poll or asked for any forms to fill out, so I really can't speak to them. I haven't met the people. You know, we've met virtually online, so.
It would be great if we could think about somehow encouraging people who might be more in minority status to make them aware of this diversity committee. I don't know how we would do that, but I think that would be awesome.
Well, that's my job and your job, Josh. So let's do the best we can with that.
Sounds good. Thank you. The next question is from Scott B. From Texas 0131. And I thought I unmuted you.
Okay. Hi. I just had some questions maybe to the Human Resource and Finance Committee maybe about, let's say, COVID-19 readiness with the paid employees and maybe with each other with running this organization. Because this thing is supposed to go on until they get a vaccine, really. Let's say a year and a half. So just sort of some general question on the caring of our employees. And whether the, let's say, the distribution center can keep running should one of them come down with it. Or, and then sort of financial readiness if somehow it all shuts down. And then also about that sort of notion that the sort of the sales is what channels money, because the seventh tradition isn't that big. Has there ever been anything to kind of pass through to all the groups to increase the contribution? Maybe I notice it's always still stuck at a dollar. Whether there's any sort of talk about that.
This is David. I'm the board liaison to the office. Our office is spread out enough with the three employees that we did shut down when the order came down, both from the county and the governor, like go home, and that they reopened later the next week. And everybody isn't going in every day. And there's also plenty of space within the office to where no one is sitting at a cubicle next to somebody else in a cubicle. And they are being very careful. It is Los Angeles, and they're very aware of the virus. We have people who aren't young and people who aren't old, but it's everybody has to be very careful, and they are. We sell a good deal of our revenue comes through Amazon, and a lot of that is shipped directly from our printer. And we also do a significant amount of work that can be done from home, so everybody doesn't need to come in every day. And they are being quite cognizant of the threat, and they are dealing with it. And I give them a commend them for doing it. It's not, it is challenging. But they are, as far as that that part of it goes. I'll let Bill talk about contributions and donations.
Thanks, David. So Scott, was it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. The contributions are coming in, but not all groups participate. And with the COVID thing that's going on now in South Florida, what we did is we set up a Venmo account, and we also set up an online PayPal account to collect contributions, with each group putting their group number, or each member putting a group number in the notes section of the contribution, so that we can track those and then forward those to WSO. The WSO board recently voted to establish a Venmo account, and I'm in the process of doing that. That's my responsibility. It requires a new cell phone because, unfortunately, I have a Venmo account and you can only register one cell phone per Venmo account. And you're right, a dollar isn't enough. And I think that's why most all the groups that I attend say a $2 or $3 contribution is suggested to help defray the expenses of the meeting and the service organization. So yes, it goes out in the Traveler every month. That there's a section in there about the Seventh Tradition contribution reminder. And on the monthly board meetings, I also mention it to the participants that are on there. But, you know, we aren't going to go out and promote. I don't think, it's a program of attraction, and the service responsibility, the spiritual concept of self-support is being heard by the groups, I hope, today, and it will come back to WSO. Thank you.
Mary Jo, if I could add one additional thing. Scott, we obviously, as a fellowship, not just WSO, but meetings everywhere, have had to change everything because of coronavirus, and I think we're still catching up with it. In March, we did a special teleconference where we welcomed everybody to talk about whether we should hold this business conference online or in person, and had 90 people on the call, which was unheard of. 30 odd spoke, and we got to a group conscience that this was the way to do this year's meeting. I think your point about more being revealed is very accurate, and that's one of the reasons tomorrow, Friday, late morning, we're going to have a special segment just about coronavirus. We're very interested not just in saying what we're trying to do, but hearing from the fellowship how people are reacting locally at the intergroup level, and just any suggestions people have. So we're going to continue this conversation then, but thank you.
Okay, thank you. Our next question is from Brad L. from Maryland 0060. Brad?
Hi, I'm Brad from Maryland. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first of them has to do with shipping costs from the on literature. I didn't know if when we dealt with shipping costs from the fourth quarter of 2019 to compare to the first quarter of 2020, the UPS shipping costs went up 93% for us in Maryland. I spoke to the person on the phone there. We did the math together. It wasn't a mistake. So I just don't think it got anywhere to anybody going to investigate that. She kind of just said, well, UPS is going to be UPS. It was so dramatic. We had to raise our prices. I wondered if someone could pass it to Nick or someone just to make sure that something hasn't, a mistake hasn't been made. And my second question is different. I was wondering, I know IT is doing an awesome job and so forth, but I was wondering maybe a 2020 or even a 2021 goal might to upgrade the donation page so it doesn't have to, you don't have to give in units. You can actually give in dollars. I've just been getting feedback from people as I've been driving them to the WSO. Donation page.
I can address this is David. I can address the shipping. In part, we ship with multitude of print shippers, UPS, DSL, FedEx Ground, and the post office. And whatever is the most advantageous way we take. Now, they have made some changes. We actually had, I believe, both UPS and DSL come into our office, I think, after that time and evaluate and help us to do the most efficient way to ship. And that's what we aspire to do. It was a real difficulty of shipping overseas. And also the larger shipments, it just, you're at the mercy of the shippers of what they'll do. So that's the best I can answer that question. Thank you.
I was hoping that some 93%, it was before the virus. It was like November to February. There was a 93% increase in so forth. I know you guys are busy, but it just seems so great that it might be an error. Is it possible that Nick or someone else could investigate this rather than say
absolutely
going to be what it's going to be? I just wanted it passed on to them.
Can I speak to that? On the profit and loss statement, I'm looking at the freight out, the order fulfillment cost that you're talking about is line 5022. That cost is pretty steady through our financials. We have do so much volume that we get a preferred shipper discount from most of the big vendors. So I'm not sure. We did some reclassification. There was some office expenses that they were charging for U.S. Postal Service that we caught last month and had month before last and had the accountants move it up into freight out costs, because it really isn't an office expense. It's not being used for mailing out letters and things. So that may be the where you see the biggest increase, but we will be notified if the shipping goes up. Yes, thank you.
And Brad, if you email me at vicechair@ACAWSO, I'll follow up on that order for you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. All right. The next person is Sarah O from Intergroup 002.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again, everybody, for your service. I just wanted to get some clarification. I can't remember which slides, but I know it was Bill's presentation. There was a bullet point about business needs of the ACAWSO, and it was talking about future goals and preserving the integrity of that. And I was wondering what that meant and kind of what, you know, what the fellowship's needs are. And I'm particularly humbled to see there's a lot more meetings and a lot more intergroups and even a couple of regions that are forming. So when I see there's a lack of seventh tradition contributions, it seems like there's a need for more of those. I just want a little bit of clarity on what to report back to my intergroup in terms of how to distribute our funds and what to tell our meetings, what to suggest them, how they would distribute their seventh tradition contributions. Do they give to WSO, to the region, to the intergroup, and how much?
Thank you, Sarah, for your thoughtful question. I think you're referring to the finance committee's steps to ensure WSO continues.
Yeah.
Proactively respond to the increasing business needs of ACAWSO as required to maintain financial systems integrity. What that means is that as we continue to grow and we become more sophisticated and expand our sales operations around the globe, we need to maintain our financial systems integrity. In other words, we need to make sure that we're capturing all of the different sales appropriately into our chart of accounts so that our financial reports meet GAAP standards. And this is something that we have to continue to do as we are growing very rapidly, like 16% in the last 2 years in revenue. So that just means that to keep an eye on the financial systems and make sure that the reporting is proper and that the accountants are getting things in all of the right places. They don't know our business. They don't know our fellowship. They know numbers. So it's important for us to maintain the system with them. You mentioned about contributions. At this time, we're encouraging, locally in South Florida, we're encouraging all of our groups to give to WSO as they are not paying rent right now. Some of the groups are setting aside some of their money that they collect through Venmo or other means, but a lot of groups now are sending it directly to the Venmo's account for the South Florida meeting groups. And what we're doing is we're collecting that and sending it on to WSO. So if you don't have expenses right now and you aren't expected to need a big prudent reserve, we do need the funds. So thank you.
Hi, Britt has asked to respond to this question.
Yes, thank you. What I can say to this is that many of the foreign IGs are struggling with, with the very, what's it called? Small print runs on the books, which means that a lot of that, a lot of the seven tradition donation that goes into the IGs abroad is reserved to pay for books and trying to establish a storage and distribution systems and so on. So it might be the same thing for the groups all around the world, but I assure that, I can't do that. I can't speak for others, but I know that this is part of the problem when it comes to donating seven tradition donations to the WSO, that people are struggling to reserve money enough to buy larger print runs for a cheaper price and so on. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our next questioner is Kathleen from California 1312.
Good morning. Am I open? Yes. Hi. I'm interested in a literature question. Amendment or the literature committee suggested revision to the copyright form was distributed last evening, and it basically could be substituted for Proposition 4, which is our proposal. Okay. And I'm wondering how, if there's a way to go about that, perhaps somebody could explain how we could simply take the existing proposal and change the wording over to be accepting the thing proposed by the literature committee.
Actually, Charlie, let me handle that. We will address that during that time this afternoon when we entertain the proposals. Thank you for pointing that out, Kathleen.
So there is a way to do that?
Yes, we can work with that, yes.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next question is from Jim R. from web meeting 0120.
Hi, this is Jim. My question is directed to the literature chair, Charlie, and it's a simple question. For a long time, I've heard about a queue, a lineup of literature that's sort of in the pipeline for being developed. And I wonder, is that still in place, and where would someone go to see what's being worked on?
Hi, Jim. It's actually, that's an initiative that's fallen behind over the last year. It's certainly been my goal to get a regular list of what we're working on. It typically falls in three categories. Books under development, literature under development, is actually on the website in the literature section, and label as such projects under development. We also have a literature evaluation subcommittee that has been sort of going through a reconstitution over the last 3 or 4 months, and I'll be talking about that in volunteers, because we eagerly want readers to help us do early readings on projects. But what you're also really talking about is just a top to bottom active essentially a status list of all projects. One of our volunteers is starting to help us work on that. It's my hope that we'll actually have a top to bottom full listing by the end of the coming quarter, essentially July.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Alex O. from Intergroup 638 in Tennessee.
Hi, yes, thank you so much. This question is for Treasurer Bill D. I'm concerned about the 3-year back taxes totaling approximately $85,000. How is that going to affect our fellowship this year in 2020 and however long it takes to pay that back to the various states? Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for the question. The back tax situation was discovered after the June 2018 Supreme Court ruling that said in South Dakota against Wayfair, that said that anybody that's made online sales into an area that exceeds that meets certain nexus requirements has to pay sales tax, and it has to be done retroactively. So this caught us by surprise. And what we've done is, as an organization, is proactively and aggressively jump into this. And I have a very dedicated finance committee team, Lucia Esp, who's the vice chair, Carol G from California, Kirsten D from Florida. And what is happening is we are rapidly going through the voluntary disclosure amnesty program with each state. And to date, we've contacted about 20 states, and we've gotten volunteer amnesty agreements with them. So all we owe is the tax itself. There's no penalty and there's no interest that's normally charged. And what we're doing is we're rapidly, as we complete an agreement with each state, we are turning on sales tax in each state in our system that we are registered with, so that we can start collecting the back taxes. They're not being assessed at the level that the consultant initially estimated. So we're paying them off in like Florida, we had to pay $8,000. We did that. It part of that $74,000 profit that we had last year, that is going for that. That's exactly what that kind of money is about. So we're going to be in solid financial shape going forward because we're paying it off in increments. It's not like we have to pay that all at once. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. The next question, let's see. Did I already call on Alex? Is that who that was from? Thank you. Okay, forgot to lower the hand. The next question is from Rick H. from DC009.
Yes, well, thank you all for your service. I just had a question in thinking about the international scope and wondering how many countries do we have people as part of WSO and continents represented, and if you have any data or numbers on that.
Who would like to answer that question?
Well, this is Jim. You could look at our website and the drop-down list. We don't have any reports on that. That's a great idea to do something like that. And I think we should look at that going forward. But for right now, one of the easy things to do is you go to the meeting list and select the country drop-down. And we've added countries based upon ones that have registered. So that'll give you a feel for it. And having said that, if you simply leave the country in by itself and hit search, you'll get only meetings for that country, which is kind of neat.
The reason I ask is that we seem to be dominated by the U.S. in this meeting. So,
Rick, I would say certainly in the 3.5 years I've been on the board, there's actually been a dramatic movement. Last year we did our ABC Annual World Convention in Sweden. We actually had 25 countries there, and just doing the Serenity Prayer in multiple languages was moving, and it took quite a while because we had so many countries. I see something different. I actually see a lot of people from different countries, even on my screen right now. So I think there's been a pretty rapid globalization. Another thing is a lot of countries actually have done ACA for many years. They just weren't connected in with WSO or with our literature. That is starting to change. It was mentioned earlier that Mybrit from Denmark, who really carried a lot of the European effort on her shoulders, is stepping down, and she's being replaced by 9 people from, I think, 6 different countries. There's a whole step up in involvement. And lastly, and I think very critically, over on the member services committee, I don't know if Sue V is on this call, but I would welcome her to speak up. We created a global subcommittee that really is dealing with the rest of the world, not North America, not Europe. And I think one thing I really would want to point out, because I think sometimes it's hard to sort of see movement while it's happening. The other thing we had to reschedule out of whole cloth was our annual world convention down in Florida. It did not happen this year. We had about a month's notice. The fellowship in March encouraged us to try to do a virtual AWC. And we literally will, over a 26-hour period on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. to noon on Sunday, we're going to be following time zones around the world. And so that could not have happened that quickly if we had. Oh, Sue, I do see you. Sorry,
I didn't want to interrupt you, Charlie.
Yield the floor. I'm going to stop right now and yield the floor to Sue, because there's dramatic changes everywhere, I think.
Okay, and you guys can time me and just tell me, but I'll just make it quick. Thank you for the question. I think it's really important. I'm Sue V. I'm from Toronto, Canada. And last year, I became the chair for Global Members Subcommittee, and our focus is that to focus on the continents and the countries outside of the North America, as well as Europe, because Europe has been doing phenomenal work with Mybrit, Frederick, and a whole host of people and volunteers and team behind them. So we're baby steps. We're just celebrating our 1 year anniversary. We've been working with 6 countries. We have 15 talented ACA members around the world, helping us to see what are the needs, what do they need, what can we give them, how can we support them. So we're all on the same page. I often think about this as flying an airplane and building it at the same time. And so that's what we're doing, and we're being guided by the higher power, and people are stepping up. And I know for Global, it was really important that we talk to the countries I'm working with right now, and it will be expanded this year, but Israel, Dalia, you heard, vice chair. We're working with South Africa, Marion and Mark. You'll be hearing them at the AWC workshops. We're working with India, with Sunil, with Amita, with Sunita, and their counterparts in US and Canada, Satish and Anjou.
And I'm going to have to ask you to...
I'll wrap it up. I just want to finish. Taiwan. Sean is representing his group from Taiwan, and he's on this ABC. So we, and then we've got South Korea. So I could go on, but we have a lot of countries. One of the things we did was made sure that everybody was welcomed, invited, and supported to come into this ABC. And we have people from countries that never would have been here before. And that's the direction we're going in. And we have a lot more coming into the AWC. So we're going in the right direction. I'll finish with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mybrit, if you can take about a half minute, you wanted to respond.
Yes, thank you. I know that given the fact that I am European and live in Europe, that really helps if you want to build something up in Europe. And the last year, we've actually in the European Committee put everything down in procedures and documents so that the new EC can take over. What is my wish is that we would be able to replicate this committee in Asia, in Africa, wherever, but it needs somebody in that local area on that continent to pick up the ball and run with it, like I have the opportunity to do.
Thank you. And that's what Sue's working on. That's great. Thank you. Thank you both. We only have about 5 minutes left for questions. We'll get as many as we can, but we will have other times on the agenda for questions and answers. The next person is Gloria B. from California 1266. Okay, Gloria.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you all for your service and strength in this time of a global crisis. So thank you for just holding us all down at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria. Okay. Next is Anita from Belgium. I think Belgium, 009, 0009. You'll have to correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, yes,
Voila. Yes, I'm Anita. I'm speaking from Belgium. I just want to, it wasn't very clear. Hello, David. So nice to see you. And I just want to say thank you for doing this. I wouldn't have been able to come to Florida. So it's wonderful that it's online, although the circumstances are sad. Thank you for changing this. And I'm learning a lot. I have already messaged on the WhatsApp group from my group saying, can we help? What can we do? So we're all interested in joining in. We're a very new group. I had a question about, you know, the it joins the question that was asked before. So it's like we're for the moment, we bought our books in Holland because somebody had a stock and we went there to buy them. It was our first stock. So now we're having money, our seventh tradition. We're trying to gather to have books so that when newcomer comes, we can sell those books to those newcomers and have a little stock of ourselves. And then when we'll exceed, we don't know, we would like to join Europe. So Frederick, I tried to contact you, but maybe you were too busy with the convention. We'll get in touch later. But we don't know, like, should we join Europe Intergroup and then pay to Europe Intergroup and they pay you, WSO, or do we wire money directly to WSO? Thank you.
All right. Bill, do you want to answer that question? Is he muted?
Yes, I was muted. I would really like to defer that question to Frederick, if it's possible, since it is out of the country. You know, I think that they're building a service structure over there, and they need to have all of the resources that they can. WSO does accept contributions from other groups internationally, and we do get them, but I defer to Frederick to talk to her.
Yeah, thank you for a question, Anita. Yeah, you could contact me again, of course. I don't know what's happening.
All right. Maybe you can contact each other offline.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Frederick. Okay. The next question is from Petra in Spain, ESP0002. Petra?
Yes. Yes, hi, my name is Petra. First of all, thanks so much for everyone who's doing service here. Like Anita, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to attend this if it had been a face-to-face meeting, so I'm very grateful. I have a very similar question. Here in Spain, we started the meeting in the south of Spain, an English-speaking meeting. We restarted it last summer, and we have been trying to connect to Spanish intergroups. There were actually two on the website, and one, it seems, has folded in the meantime, and the other one in Madrid didn't get back to us. So we don't actually know what the situation for us here in Spain is as regard to the Spanish intergroup. Is there one at the moment or not? And how can we contact them? And also to Maybrit and Frederick, the question, how can we contact you? If we want to contribute, in this COVID crisis, we took our local meeting online the first week, and we've asked people to put away money for contributions so that once we come together again physically, it can get put into a pot. So now that I'm hearing your needs.
The website.
Can I answer this?
Okay.
Okay. First of all the email addresses is in the binder of the European report on all the on the people there. We also have our own website, and that is ACA .com, I think. I don't know if it's been changed. We have to ask Jim about that. but we have our own website. And if you write to Frederick on the email called ecchair@acawso.org, you can get a link. You can get in contact with Frederick. As I said, I'm rotating off on Sunday, so I know that there's an intergroup in Madrid, and we will help you connect with them.
Brilliant. And then the other question as to the financial contributions, is there a euro account that we can pay into, so we don't have to like pay directly into a US account that will be a lot more expensive for us?
I could answer to that, and maybe Bill would correct me, I don't know, but you can put in a message when you donate to the WSO that it's to the European Committee from Spain. So then they know, but we haven't got any account yet, but we are working to solve it.
Okay, brilliant. Or if it's a UK account, we've also got UK bank accounts available to us.
Yes, Petra, you can donate in euros or Great Britain pounds. One of the things the Finance Committee and Treasury have done is establish TransferWise borderless accounts so that your money can come directly in as euros and or Great Britain pounds, and it doesn't have any conversion fees. It stays in that account until we either need to make a payment to a printer overseas or something like that. So I will send you, if you'll send me an email at treasurer@adultchildren.org, I will send you the TransferWise details.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so very much.
Okay, we're going to have to close our question and answer session now. It's time for our meal break. And the intention is to have 45 minutes for that time. And right now we're 3 minutes late starting that, but I think we can deal with 3 less minutes on that meal break, so 42 minutes. We'll be back, according to the agenda, we will be back at 12:15 Eastern US time, so figure that out in your own whatever. So Greg R. is available for the next 5 or 10 minutes. If anybody wants to ask him any questions, you can do that by chat. He's point of order - Greg R. Okay, other than that, turn off your cameras and your speaker and enjoy your lunch break. Take do some stretching, whatever you need to do to get yourself back in shape to sit here again afterwards. Okay.